Chapter 23. A Miracle Work Ministry. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Matthew 17:2. On the morning of January 15, 2000, the Lord told me,
"I have a surprise for you. You must go to bed early."
After my bedtime prayer, my body suddenly began to shake very hard. I was anointed so strongly, and a very loud voice came forth from me for a while, followed by the vision voice. I saw the Lord appear in His golden gown and crown. The minute I beheld His presence, my voice became louder, and I began to cry while I trembled in humility before Him. At the same time, I was also experiencing unspeakable joy. I had seen Him in His golden gown before, but the anointing that accompanies this vision was much stronger than ever before. The Lord told me that all His promises were being released for the final miracle work ministry He has prepared for me. The Lord has often repeated things to me. I'm sure this has been His way of making sure I understand and remember the important things He has in store for me. However, you can see how many disappointments I had to go through. Next, the Lord directed me to put out my hands toward Him. I did so immediately. Then He raised His right hand and said,
"I release your work."
After this, He instantly stood before me in His white gown, and He explained to me that the day I began to dance, my ministry was released to the church. During each dance, the Lord's presence is with me. Miracles abound wherever the Lord's presence is. Several people have told me that they feel a special anointing when I dance. These are spirit-filled people who know how to discern the work and presence of the Lord. So many people have told me how they appreciate my dancing in the Spirit, and some have experienced the Lord's miracle-working power as I dance before Him.